News, I'm Liz Pelka. Worldwide demonstrations calling for climate change action are happening in cities around the world.
No borders, no nations, no gas power stations. No borders, no nations.
Those chants could be heard on the streets of London, where thousands of protesters demanded world leaders take urgent action to avert an environmental catastrophe. Organizers predict Friday's protest to be the largest ever demonstration decrying the man-made causes of a warming planet. They began across Asia, where hundreds of thousands of students and others took to the streets ahead of a United Nations summit on the issue. The protests later spread to Africa, Europe, the U.S. and beyond. Swedish teenage activist Greta Thunberg helped inspire the protests. And as AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports, she can't believe the response.
Everything had just blown out of proportion.
That 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, amazed at the crowds that have come out to take a stand on climate change.
This could only be a fantasy. I would never have predicted or believed that this was going to happen.
But she also tells the AP she's realistic.
It won't change everything, but it's such a strong message.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
The Zimbabwean doctor whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Mogombayi, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. The doctor said he could not remember exactly what happened to him or how he ended up where he was found. He tells VOA more about what he last remembers. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump treated Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison to a lavish White House visit Friday, celebrating their country's, quote, unbreakable bond. As the two countries' leaders addressed the media, President Trump answered questions on his potential military actions with Iran. The president saying he believes he's showing strength by not attacking.
I think it shows far more strength to do it the way we're doing it. And again, whether it's next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, doesn't make any difference. Whether it's now or in 3 weeks, doesn't make any difference. But I think the strong person's approach and the thing that does show strength would be showing a little bit of restraint.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday there is enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for the middle-of-the-night missile and drone attacks last weekend that at least temporarily knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. Pompeo has also met with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to discuss the situation. Authorities in Pakistan say Friday an army major and a soldier were killed in a bomb explosion near the border with Afghanistan. The Pakistani military said the improvised explosive device was targeted at workers who were installing a border security fence in the remote Momand district. A report by the Washington Post cites a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower saying President Trump made a promise to a foreign leader, presumably Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The newspaper citing two former U.S. officials familiar with the matter. Now a key U.S. House Democrat is accusing the Trump administration of withholding the serious whistleblower complaint. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee's warning he's ready to go to court to force the Trump administration to release information about a whistleblower complaint surrounding President Trump and a conversation with a foreign leader. Adam Schiff says the inspector general for the intelligence community labeled the complaint serious and urgent. But when Michael Atkinson appeared before the committee yesterday, he said he was under administration orders not to discuss the complaint.
That was the AP's Jackie Quinn. Tropical storm Imelda brought severe flooding to the U.S. state of Texas and has left at least two people dead. That according to reporting by the Associated Press. Rescue crews in the Houston area used boats to reach stranded drivers and families trapped in their homes. Officials in Harris County, which includes the city of Houston, said there had been a combination of at least 1,700 high water rescues and evacuations. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.